You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. The late commentator, Dr. Archie MacDonald, was a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches. His academic career at SFA began in 1964 when he signed on to the faculty as an assistant professor. We thought it would be fitting to share this tribute he has to teachers everywhere.
We are all products of our teachers, and we have many of them. From parents we learn, for good or ill, language, habits, attitudes. Older siblings and school buddies preside over lessons of life, and sometimes Sunday school teachers or preachers try a hand at bringing us along the higher path. But just now I am celebrating school teachers, the ladies and gentlemen who took up the work as a profession and more than earned their salaries. You know I'm going to call some names here. Meet Mrs. Heinrich, my 7th grade Texas history teacher. I wish I could remember her given name, but it disappears in a fog of more than 50 years. You can tell from the name that she was Prussian, and her exacting and demanding methods came right out of Wehrmacht heritage. But she noted a spark of interest in this son of a Scotsman, and led me and pushed me into a love of history not yet extinguished. I changed ethnicity for my 8th grade American history teacher, Mrs. Dugas, whose Frenchiness brought a more delicate touch to the process. Bob Warren, my high school history teacher, for whom I later had the pleasure of writing a letter of recommendation for graduate school after I had completed my own degrees, taught high school classes on the college lecture method, and more than prepared me for them when I actually enrolled in one, then 2 more universities for advanced degrees. Some good teachers, mentors, and friends in college followed, too many to mention. The table turns, and now I look back on 40 years of fronting classrooms at LSU, Murray State in Kentucky, Central Washington in that state, and mostly at Stephen F. Austin State University. And I wonder if I hindered more than helped. Some students have passed through my classes, including graduate students who have made considerable successes. One became president of the American Medical Association. 2 are presidents of banks. 1 edits a national magazine. 7 are college and university teachers. And 3 have returned as regents of SFA. 7 have written books. Quite a few students have told me that their fathers or mothers were in my class 25 or 35 years or so ago, and I swear I'll quit when one says grandmother was in your class in 1964. It could happen any year now. What I make of this, after 40 years and about 10,000 students, is that at least I didn't get in the way.